Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I need more coffee, apparently, as I've been, I got Kim Zook from Alternative Horizons and Rita Warfield from the Alternative Horizons Board of Directors and AKA DPD, Durango Police Department. How are you ladies doing?
We're good. How about you?
I'm tired, but, that's just the way it is. It's Monday morning, got to jumpstart the brain, trying to get myself going here. But I'll tell you what will get me going. The 12th annual Wine and Music Summerfest coming up.
It is coming up.
Yeah, August 19th.
August 19th.
Right around the corner.
4 p.m. at the Smiley Building.
So it's going on from 4 to 8, as you mentioned, Smiley Building, which is really cool. It's kind of in that back behind the Smiley Building, kind of its own little quad area,
it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to have it all decorated like you did last time with lights and fun stuff?
We will have it decorated as usual. Won't need quite so much light as we did last year because we're doing it early. I wanted to try earlier in the afternoon, so 4 o'clock.
Nice. Now, this it is on August 19th. Now, what day of the week is that? Because I don't know off the top.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Oh, yes. So you got plenty of time. Do your chores around house and then come on down.
That's right.
Now, if someone wants tickets, how much are they and where can they get them?
They can get the... We have lots of great things.
And when you say, where is 1127 Camino del Rey? Give me a proximity. Give me a landmark.
It's
it used to be a natural grocer. It's kind of that little King Center.
Yeah. King Center.
Plaza, as they
exactly.
say. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I know right where that is. So, Alternative Horizons, you guys, I'm going to read your mission, is to provide advocacy and resources to domestic violence survivors and their children while striving to promote community awareness through education and prevention efforts. And I want to point out, because we've talked over the years, I think we've had you guys in almost every year. It's been wonderful.
Right.
And you have served, 600 individuals last year? Is that approximately the right number?
Typically, it's between 500 and 600.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a big number. That's kind of that hidden, I always say that hidden thing we don't really hear about in our community.
Right.
So let me ask you, before we went on the air, you said you wanted to talk about some of the volunteers that you need for different things. So what is it you guys are needing?
Without the volunteers, it's really hard for a small staff. We're a very small staff of 6, and most people are part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So we, of course, could not cover the 24/7 hotline without our volunteers.
So how does somebody get involved?
If they want to get involved and go through it, it's a 2-day training in order to be on the hotline.
So you do provide, that's important. I was going to ask, you do provide training. It takes a couple days because you don't want to be on a hotline under crisis management and not having the right tools.
No, we absolutely provide those tools. So two-day training.
Mm-hmm.
We have one coming up in late fall.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in that, they can call the office, 970-247-4374, and get all the information they need about volunteering.
Or could they visit also alternativehorizons.org?
They
and
certainly
information's
can.
On there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Rita, why are you on the board? You've been on the board for quite a few years, besides you get to work with Kim and be her boss. why do you like being involved with Alternative Horizons?
It's a great community organization. It kind of links with my job as an officer. I've studied and been involved in a lot of domestic violence cases over the years, and it's become a very large passion for me to do what I can. I feel that police should be involved in the community and take part in these important functions. And Alternative Horizons does such a great job, and they serve so many people that are some of the same people we also work with.
Right.
And so it's a good connection. It's a great board. We're a working board. We're always out there. We're going to be working hard to make this event one of the best that we've ever had. We've changed it up a little bit this year.
Well, what are some of those changes?
Making it earlier, going from 4 to 8 p.m., added an extra hour, added more music instead of just one actual proof, which is great jazz and enjoyed by everyone. We have added another band, the Cannon Dolls, which are popular. So we've made it more of a, like the title says, Summerfest, made it an outdoor fun event where people can come and they still have the evening if they want to go do something else afterwards.
You bet. Now, again, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Kim Zook and Rita Warfield, both with Alternative Horizons, one executive director and board hat.
Yes.
President of the board. And we're talking about the 12th Annual Wine and Music Summerfest, which is coming up on the 19th. From 4 to 8 over at the Smiley Grounds. You can pick up, again, tickets at Put a Cork in It, $45 in advance and $50 at the door. All money raised, so I want to point out, all proceeds go to Alternative Horizons.
That's correct,
yes.
Now, is this one of your biggest fundraisers for the year? Is this the fundraiser?
We really try to do just one fundraiser during the year. Just, you know, this one's big, and we try to do it just once, reach out to the community for support and help with it. So try not to do that more than once.
Right, absolutely. Well, we all know the number of nonprofits, which without nonprofits, we couldn't do all the wonderful things that, you know, that do go on to make our community great. So now, if somebody wants to show up at 4, do they have to stay till 8? Can they go in and run up the bids on the silent auctions?
They can go run up the bids and compete with your wife.
You just had to bring that one up, didn't you, Kim?
Yeah.
Yep, you've known Sheree way too long.
That's right.
She loves to get
fun
in there, which we did. I have to say, we won a wonderful weekend up at Purgatory. It was great. We got to escape. We went up there. It was like a staycation.
It was.
And thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed ourselves up there. So what are some of the, do you know what some of the auction items might be?
Well, we have a lot of the same people that contribute year after year, which we really appreciate.
Right.
But we always have a variety of meals from some of the fine restaurants, overnight stays, some of the nice motels. We have Durango Premier Rentals is donating a house for two nights up near Purgatory. Yes.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful place. And so we have we always have a variety of jewelry and all kinds of services. So that's what makes it fun. And it's reasonable.
Oh,
and we hope that Sheree will get there early and bid long and hard.
make it. Yeah, she'll run them up for sure. Now, let me ask you about that, because what time does a silent auction end? So you might want to show up late and just get the good stuff.
The silent auction will probably, the last bidding will end like at 7:30.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But people can always pick their items up later. They don't have to be there at 8 p.m. So,
And are you guys also, now you've done the ring toss or something like that.
Yes.
Win a bottle of wine with a ring toss. You're doing that again?
We are doing that again. People love that.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
Some people, I throw really bad, apparently.
You better start practicing.
I better, you know, I could, you know, sit out there in my backyard, you know, and just start practicing.
There you go.
And if I do get a ring and I get it on the bottle, I'll just drink it.
That's right.
That's great.
That'd be perfect. Lots of practice. So, once again, this is coming up on the 19th. And also, who's your caterer this year?
Norton's is providing hors d'oeuvres again this year. People love that.
Yep.
It's different food than we've had in the past.
Oh.
It's more of an early time type hors d'oeuvre, so it'll be great. Nice.
Did you pick the menu?
I did. Rita
awesome.
And I picked the menu. With Chuck's help, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Norton's you got to love that guy.
He's very...
community.
Popular
in
the community. Everybody loves his food, and
he's
very creative. He and his staff are great.
Right. I can't remember how many, you know, tens of thousands of oysters they've served over there at the Roadhouse. I saw some sign. I was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of oysters.
That is.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. Okay, you've been on the board how many years, Rita?
I've been on the board, I think, since 2009.
Okay, and Kim, you've been the director involved with Alternative Horizons.
I started with Alternative Horizons in 1999.
Wow, and you have been around, is it 39 years, the Alternative Horizons has?
Alternative Horizons started in 1978.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Now, and when I talk to you, I've asked you guys this before. You also coordinate with like Say So and other organizations or the Safe House. You guys all work together, right?
Right.
We do. We all collaborate to help clients, refer back and forth, make sure people receive the services that they need.
And then if somebody needs immediate help, the crisis hotline number, what is that?
Our 24/7 hotline is 970-247-9619.
Okay, and so 247-9619, and anybody can call that 24/7.
Anybody.
Day or night. Whether
that's correct.
It's a woman in crisis, a man in crisis, a child in crisis. Again, it's 247-9619, and your services are completely free.
Free and confidential,
okay.
And provided in Spanish.
Oh, so somebody, again, if you're in a situation and a relationship that just you don't know how to get out of it, or you just need some support,
you can
call this.
That's right.
And again, it's 247-9619. And one of the things I want to point out, okay, so a couple weeks ago, I was called for jury duty. Okay, and I've never gone. I've been called, but it always got canceled. Well, the court, the actual case went forward. Fascinating to sit there, and I was just I didn't get called, but the intimidation factor, and you guys also provide services for the court hearings.
That's correct.
And yeah. To me, that's huge, because it is so intimidating.
It is intimidating. We have many, many services other than just the 24 hotline. But the 24/7 hotline is anonymous. It's nice mm-hmm. for people to first reach out to get information. But then we have lots of services, therapy for adults and children,
right.
Court support, advocacy services with landlords, whatever people might need.
Right.
We can go to meetings with folks. So
wow.
We're out in the community a lot with clients.
And again, if you're wanting to volunteer, you can go to alternativehorizons.org and help man one of the crisis hotlines.
Correct.
I assume because that's a volunteer position, you work with people's schedules?
We do work with people's mm-hmm. schedules, and they get to decide when is best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done from their home. They don't have to come to the office to do that. They can if they'd like,
uh-huh.
but they don't have to.
Okay, so a lot of flexibility.
Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. All right, so Rita, tell me one success story that you've been involved with. No names, obviously, but
mm-hmm.
Tell me a success story that you saw a domestic violence situation and somebody turned their life around.
Oh, there's been a lot,
okay.
Actually. And over the years, I've worked with one woman who was in an abusive relationship and
mm-hmm.
a stalking type situation. And we were able to work together and get lots of details, build a strong case, and went to court. Her ex-husband was eventually prosecuted
mm-hmm.
and has since left the area. She's now living a very happy life
Wonderful.
In a new relationship, and things are going great for her.
Wow.
And that's much of it was attributed to her support from Alternative Horizons and being able to call them, have them there with her in court, help her get a protection order. It was really Alternative Horizons that did it.
And knowing the situation that you don't have to continue, whether it's physical, mental, whatever, the abuse. And also, if you're just in a relationship and you just need some help and you just say, hey, I'm not really sure how to deal with this, you guys are available.
We are available. We don't require that people leave. We're there to support them, whatever their decision might be.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And we can support Alternative Horizons as a community, because coming up, get this plug in, August 19th, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, a little earlier this year at the Smiley Grounds. It's the 12th annual Wine and Music Summer Fest. And we'd like to thank also Put a Cork in It. That's where you can pick up the tickets. And they're $45 in advance, $50 at the door. Hors d'oeuvres by Norton, silent auction from a variety of people, Actual Proof, and the Cannon Dolls will both be performing.
That's right.
Not at the same time, but different times. So do we capture it all?
I think we did.
All right. Well, ladies, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks you for having us.
And we'll see you on the 19th.
All right.
Yes,
Jack.
You will.
All right.
Thank
we got to back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.